Lo, ye believers in gods all goodness, and in man all ill, lo you, see the omniscient gods oblivious of suffering man, and man, though idiotic, and knowing not what he does, yet full of the sweet things of love and gratitude. Come, I feel prouder leading thee by thy black hand than though I had grasped an emperor's.
There go two daft ones now, muttered the old Manxman, one daft with strength, the other daft with weakness. But here's the end of the rotten line, all dripping, too. Mend it, eh? I think we had best have a new line altogether. I'll see Mr. Stubb about it.
Chapter 126. The Life Buoy. Steering now southeastward by Ahab's leveled steel, and her progress solely determined by Ahab's level log and line, the Pequod held on her path towards the equator. Making so long a passage through such unfrequented waters, descrying no ships, and ere long sideways impelled by unvarying trade winds over waves monotonously mild, all these seemed the strange calm things preluding some riotous and desperate scene.